looking forward to having another day where we show Dublin the real life consequences of this crisis, this scandal.
And it's vital that the government hear how these children are being affected.
And the mental health, just, you know, yourself growing up, you need security, you need a sanctuary, you need your parents to feel confident, for you to feel confident. And I mean, I'm not a parent or an affected homeowner myself, but I'm just helping, trying to organise this along with Paddy and other stucco as well. And we have the children confront policymakers, the party leaders and the ministers to make sure that they don't try and drag this out any longer and people get 100% redress, which they deserve. The idea came from schools up in Donegal, but I was chatting to the people in the group saying that there's kind of a precedent for this in 1903 when a Cork woman called Mother Jones, Mary Harris Jones, she brought a march of hundreds of children from Pennsylvania up to the President Roosevelt's summer residence on Long Island, stopping off and filling up Madison Square Gardens and absolutely capturing the imagination of Philadelphia and New York City to such an extent that child labour was then done away with in the United States. Because, you know, it's policy makers, they might find it easy to lie to adults, but when they're confronted with the reality, I think it's much, much harder to lie to children, and let's just put some pressure on them. So that was called the March of the Mill Children in 1903, and we hope this has a similar effect, where we just get them to do what's necessary in the timeline that's needed.